WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Tegan and Sarah Quinn are identical twin sisters from Canada who've just released their seventh album called Heartthrob. The collection is a departure for the duo, which until now has most often been categorized as indie or emo rock, whereas Heartthrob is very much a faster-paced pop album. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
All I want to get is a little bit closer. All I want to know is, can you come a little closer? Here comes a breath before we get a little bit closer. Here comes a rush before we touch. Come a little closer.
That's Closer, the first single from Tegan and Sarah's new album, Heartthrob, and it pulses with an urgency that's propelled by the synthesizer keyboards of one of the album's producers, Greg Kirsten. The sisters' voices entwine to sing the catchy chorus with a soaring quality that would be airy and light were the words not so earthy and carnal. Closer is indeed a song about getting closer, emotionally and physically. It celebrates a one-on-one intimacy that extends to the way this duo is reaching out to what it hopes will be a larger audience.
I can't say that I'm sorry, getting so ahead of myself. I can't say that I'm sorry, for loving you and hating myself. I had nothing to show you, I had nothing to hold you.
As openly gay women who've never made their sexuality or their sexual politics the subject of their material, Tegan and Sarah have always created romantic music about falling in love and living through relationships both good and bad. In the past, it was frequently possible to distinguish between the songs that each wrote. Tegan's were often tempestuous and fulsome, Sarah's more poppy. But the material on Heartthrob is very much a collaboration of sounds and sensibilities, and these women are united in expressing the joys and the agony, the often luxurious, languid agony, that anyone who's been in love can identify with. As in this very alluring, hurt-so-good ballad, I Was a Fool.
Do you remember I searched you out, how I climbed your city's walls?
I'm glad we live in a time when the idea of putting a glossy pop sheen on one's singer-songwriter pensées don't lead to accusations of selling out. Don't let your ears slip-slide over the surface of these tunes, because this is music that's often loaded with a carefully articulated sense of doubt or hopelessness that Tegan and Sarah suggest needs to be shaken off through a triumph of the pop music will.
Hanging on to parts of me, hanging on it all.
If Tegan and Sarah wanted to expand their audience with a pop album, they certainly seem to have succeeded. Initial sales have been larger than any previous Tegan and Sarah album, and they're touring in larger arenas as an opening act for the Grammy-winning band Fun. But beyond commercial outreach, Heartthrob is the work of musicians interested in explaining, with lyrical precision arriving in billowing choruses, the small moments that make affairs of the heart both so specific and so universal. When you can convey both of these elements in a single song, you're really doing the good work of popular music.
Ken Tucker reviewed Tegan and Sarah's new album, Heartthrob.